Everybody wants to buy the next Bitcoin at $1. Well, in today's episode, we're going to tell you about what the guy who was buying Bitcoin at $1 is buying right now.
OGs and crypto whales are literally calling this the next Bitcoin, and now they're piling in.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
In today's episode, we're going to tell you what the guy who was buying Bitcoin at $1 is buying right now.
Okay, the OG that we're referring to is Barry Silbert. He is the guy who made it very easy for institutions to pile into Bitcoin back in the 2009, 2010. And right now, he is calling BitTensor the next Bitcoin. And in this episode, we're going to cover an easy way for everyone to get involved.
For sure. So it's important that you said that, because Barry Silbert, who is now extremely bullish on BitTensor, he was one of the people that made it easy for everyone to get into Bitcoin back before, you know, before there was centralized exchanges, before there was decentralized. It was very hard for everyone to get into Bitcoin. He made it easy. Well, not only in this episode are we going to tell you about BitTensor, which you, of course, you know we're very bullish on, but we're going to tell you about a specific project that, one, Barry Silbert is backing, specifically, and two, that is doing the same thing that Barry Silbert did all those years ago. They're making it very easy for people to get into BitTensor, because getting into new projects on new blockchains can be very difficult. It's complicated. It usually requires a couple of extra clicks, which people aren't willing to do, but that's where this project comes in, right? It's solved all the problems that BitTensor has for mass adoption by making it very easy for anyone. If you know very, very little about crypto, you can now get involved with BitTensor, and it's all thanks to this project.
All right, in today's episode, we're talking about Subnet 10, and that is known as Swap. What Swap is allowing is basically it offers exposure to 128 different decentralized AI companies. BitTensor is a machine learning network, and within BitTensor's ecosystem, there are these AI companies, and they all learn off of one another, are competing against one another for tau emissions. The reason we say that this is like buying Bitcoin at $1 is not only because of what Barry Silbert is doing, but because all these little AI companies also all follow the same Bitcoin principles. That is, they have 21 million supply fixed. They have fixed emissions. There's no pre-mines. It's constant emissions from BitTensor. So there's halvings. You're allowing yourself access to these AI companies that are truly going to change the world, because there's a lot of really cool subnets that are doing really cool things at fair launch prices. Mm-hmm. And that is so much different than I think what everybody's used to in the crypto world. They're used to rug pulls and scams, all these other things. That doesn't exist here in BitTensor. And that's what makes Swap so good, is just these seamless one-click swaps. If you have a MetaMask or a Phantom wallet, you can now seamlessly start purchasing these little AI companies with small market caps.
For sure. If you've been watching the show for a while, you know how bullish we've been on BitTensor and also on the subnets, because each individual subnet has merits to become an industry leader around the world in the specific sector of AI they operate in. You have decentralized AI cloud servers. You have decentralized AI prediction markets. You have decentralized AI weather forecasting models. You have literally decentralized AI everything. Each one of these is a subnet, and they're all sitting at relatively low valuations. But the problem is, again, for most people, that one, buying BitTensor, it might not be available on your centralized exchange, even if you can get BitTensor. To get the subnets previous to Swap, was difficult, right? You had to, you know, a new BitTensor wallet, a new address, connect to a weird website. You don't know how to use it, blah, 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 right? Very, very difficult. But that's the problem that Swap Subnet 10 has solved. And that's why I think the valuation of, and again, before I say this, just it's not financial advice. This is just what I'm thinking. I think the valuation of Swap could really increase as we see global adoption of BitTensor and Tau, because Swap is like the Trojan horse, the one way that a lot of people are going to get into BitTensor.
Okay, one dApp I think we're all really familiar with is Uniswap. And Uniswap is the DEX for Ethereum. Uniswap has something like a $2, $3, $4, $5 billion valuation. Swap has a very tiny valuation. And you can essentially view Swap as the Uniswap for BitTensor as Uniswap is for Ethereum, right? So in your MetaMask, you can now do one-click swaps for all of these little AI companies. It is revolutionary. Mm-hmm. And Swap also has some very unique competitive advantages too, because there are one or two other competitors out there. But I think it's what Swap brings to the table is much safer for the users out there.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So one of the first things we like about Swap is it's the first mover advantage. They were basically the first protocol that has made this available for all these prospective BitTensor users. The one-click cross-chain onboarding I like. So you don't need to learn about BitTensor. You don't need to learn about the validators. You don't need to learn about staking and different wallet addresses. It's doing so much stuff in the back end. Like if you want to swap, for example, USDC on Ethereum for a subnet, it's automatically bridging that USDC to BitTensor, swapping it to Tau, and then swapping to Tau the subnet token and giving you the subnet token. Previously, you had to do that all on your own.
Yeah.
But that's what Swap is doing and sets it apart from everyone else.
And the other thing is there's no wrapped tokens. Basically, you're physically receiving the actual alpha token itself. So that is a huge competitive advantage to some of these other competitors out there. And the fact that you don't have to do any manual bridging, which is oftentimes where you see hacks. So you don't have to be concerned with that.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other things I like that I think Swap is built for future success, because as we know, there's always a new hot chain being built. So right now you can do the swap, you can use Swap on Base and Ethereum. But the thing is that their technology is built on Hyperlane, which means it is interoperable and future-proof, because when any new chain with a lot of liquidity comes along, Swap can add that into their BitTensor ecosystem so that you can eventually swap, you know, chain X or chain Y or chain Z and still buy all these subnets using Swap. So not only is Swap the best option on Ethereum and Base, but it's future-proofed because it's interoperable.
Yeah, look, I think the vision and roadmap for Swap is quite clear. Basically, bring the masses to BitTensor. So look, if you guys are holding BitTensor, if you're in any of the subnets, this is an awesome platform to be using. If you're using it, let us know in the comments. Maybe give this video a like so we can get more people aware of what BitTensor is doing, because it is competing against evil centralized companies like OpenAI. And I think what else they're trying to do is help people make boatloads of cash.
Yeah.
Because remember, this is like an AI lending, DeFi platform in itself, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like super high APYs.
For sure. So you can Swap hosts a Tau USD pool on their own BitTensor Uniswap DEX, and people are earning triple digit APR. So you can stake your Tau, which we've been doing that for a long time, but the APR, the APY for that has decreased significantly over time as more people have moved into those validator stakes. But what we're seeing now with Swap is, okay, now there is an opportunity. And of course, none of this stuff comes without no risk, right? The higher APY, generally the more risky, but with Swap, you now have the opportunity again to earn triple digit APR by staking on their Tau USD pool. So I know a lot of people out there big into DeFi, big into staking. I think Swap could see a lot of onboarding through that feature alone.
I think I saw something like 1500% or something. That means $1,000 is 15 grand at mm-hmm. the end of the year, plus all the fees you're earning through anybody swapping via your pool.
Yeah.
So pretty cool things that Swap is doing right now.
For sure. And I think, look, our thesis on BitTensor is very solid. We have the BitTensor halving coming up later this year in December of 2025. How did the price of Bitcoin perform after the first halving, after the second halving, after the third halving? The hint, hint, very, very well. Now, of course, this isn't financial advice, but we personally think that the price of BitTensor, the price of Tau, will perform very well after its first halving, which just seems to coincide with a very bullish time of the year and time of the Bitcoin cycle. So that's very bullish. And if you think the price of Tau could increase from 300 to 1,000 to 5,000 like we do, what do you think will happen to the price of Subnet 10 Swap, built as the Uniswap for BitTensor? I'm going to leave that one up to you.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.